But visions are deeper and a more serious affair for transforming nations, impacting a people. Not childish dreams which excite rude passions while not surviving even the most charitable scrutiny. We hear such childish talk designed to transform, make belief worlds fit for the painter's canvas, never faces to be lived and enjoyed. Bullet trains, spaghetti roads, rural airports, cell phones for animal kingdoms, all such and much more crazy ideas to come, until we ask ourselves why pretenders who sell us such convoluted dummies cannot manage small traffic in our real world cities and municipalities, which they control and run. Why reach Brewe in 40 minutes when Harare workers can't reach Kwadzana in 5 hours? What open cans of spaghetti when potholes straddle single lane roads in the city center? Shouldn't these stray-eyed juvenile politicians take us to Mavuku after a hard day's work before they put us on Apollo 11 to the moon? We shall have time to dismantle their little make-believe dreams as we get down to real campaign work. Before they tackle our icon, could they do their own supporters a small favor by resolving legitimate issues that dog and hound them? We excuse them not for being too young to have participated in the struggle, but we can't excuse them for mounting a bid for national leadership from a preferred party crown.